This is WLRN News. I'm Sammy Mack. Federal law requires prisons and jails to provide medical care to people who are incarcerated. A group of South Florida researchers, who had seen news reports of inmates getting injured and dying in custody, they started to wonder what access to health care is actually like in jails and prisons. Among those researchers, Dr. Tanya Zacherson, a trauma surgeon in Miami at Jackson Memorial Hospital.
And so we want to know, well, what are people dying of while they're incarcerated in Miami-Dade County?
So Zacherson and some colleagues from Jackson and the University of Miami analyzed years of autopsy records from inmates in jails and prisons in Dade County. What stood out was what happened when prisoners appeared to need surgery. About a quarter of the inmate deaths they reviewed were due to trauma or illnesses that call for emergency surgery. But two-thirds of those cases showed no indication that the prisoner had gotten surgery for the injury that killed them. Health News Florida spoke with Zacherson about the findings, which were recently published in the Surgical Journal of the American Medical Association. Zacherson said she and her colleagues were particularly concerned about all the death records they saw for injuries that aren't usually fatal outside of prison.
So typically, it would be extremely unusual for anyone to die in the general population from cases of bowel obstruction or groin hernias or acute appendicitis or, again, these emergency general surgery cases. And to us, it just indicates someone did not have access to the surgical intervention or medical intervention that they needed.
The Supreme Court ruled in 1976 that prisoners and inmates are entitled to medical care, but your paper suggests that that's not always happening here. So where do you think the breakdown is?
Are inmates accessing care in a timely fashion? Our data would indicate probably not if they're succumbing to preventable surgical illness. But we really do not know what's happening behind bars, and I think that's our number one concern as a research team.
Zacherson says part of what sparked the research was the Miami Herald's reporting on the brutal death of Darren Rainey. Rainey was a prisoner with schizophrenia at the Dade Correctional Institution. He died in a scalding shower while other inmates reported hearing his screams for help. Zacherson expected Rainey's autopsy report to be included in the initial records request. But, like the reporters and family members before them, the researchers were also denied access to his records while the state kept its investigation open. Third-degree burns like the ones paramedics reported finding on Rainey would normally require surgical treatment.
So the fact that we couldn't get access to Darren Rainey's file, that simply means to me that our data is only the tip of the iceberg. We have no idea how many other Darren Rainey's exist because his story, against all odds, leaked out to the media.
And so you actually treat and do surgery on incarcerated individuals who come to Jackson? Is that what happens?
Yes, we see them. We see them in our clinics. They come in when they require the surgery that they need. They come in as trauma patients also. But they'll come in when it's decided that it's time for them to come in. So we might not be seeing everyone who needs the care that we provide. These inmates, if something is happening to them, like there's systematic abuse or torture or violence happening within the prison system, it's not like they can call 911.
What do you want to see happen next?
We definitely need a nationwide, accurate, and quality-based registry of all inmates in terms of tracking their medical and surgical conditions. And we need to know if those conditions are being treated in a timely fashion the way they would be for any civilian on the outside world. This is a human rights issue, first and foremost. And also, we need to have some sort of independent external board that can review the medical records of inmates to ensure that they are getting access to care in a timely fashion. And people with external eyes, I think, as watchdogs, sort of looking from the outside in to ensure that human rights are not being violated.
That was Miami trauma surgeon Dr. Tanya Zacherson. We reached out to county, state, and federal prison officials for comment. Only state representatives responded, writing, quote, "All Florida inmates are provided treatment for medically necessary care." You can find the rest of the statement on our website, WLRN.org. This is WLRN News. I'm Sammy Mack.